Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Run into Penrith Mazda for an amazing end-of-financial year deal on a new Mazda. Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock and over 50 utes on display in our Mazda Ute Centre, which means at Penrith Mazda, you get the best selection and the best prices on a new Mazda. So come in and see the Mazda specialist. But hurry in before our amazing run-out deals run out. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer. Family-owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
It's the Southern Hemisphere's number one breeding stock sale, the Magic Millions National Weanling Sale, May 25 and 26 on the Gold Coast. Over 550 lots, buy a record 95 individual sires, including 19 exciting first season stallions. Graduates of the sale include Group 1 stars Piero, Zoostar and Peggy Jean. Catalogue at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Weanling Sale on the Gold Coast. The future is here.
At Bing Lee for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it, take it away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details.
Sky Sports Radio presents some of the best country racing.
Stampede still in front. Life Bless Audrey, I don't think we'll pick it up, will it? Stampede is in front. The post is looming.
The Wagga Cup Carnival might be over, but this Friday we're back for the testing 2500 metre marathon. Race morning at 10, catch the tips from John Storrs, followed by all the racing action from Wagga on Sky Sports Radio.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio is your home of winter racing. Racing HQ has your major New South Wales race preview every morning at 10. Get the winning mail from the best form analysts around the state 7 days a week at 10 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning, everyone, at 10:05 with Sean Cosgrove. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Brian Leggett has got a big day coming up today at Taree. Absolutely magnificent. Joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Just because you just said to me, are you with Sean? I said, I certainly am.
There you go, mate. You've got a fantastic day today, haven't you? Unbelievable fields.
Yeah, really good. Very good fields, Sean. Standing in my normal spot on our presentation podium here. And sun's beautiful. It's actually quite warm now.
Really good.
A bit of a cool breeze drifting across, but lovely day. Should be really good. Really good racing. The track's in fantastic condition. And so all looking very good.
All right. Absolutely brilliant. Now, the track, how have you rated it officially today, Brian?
A good four. Good four. So we've had about 4 mil of rain over the last 3 days, which is, you know, really just, you know, dampened the surface. Scott and the boys have got it in really great condition, so all should be really good.
All right, and the rail today?
Rail 3 metres, yep. So 12 runners per race, and then for our two meetings in June, with William Cup Day on the 2nd of June, and then a showcase meeting on Thursday the 15th, the rail will be back in the normal position for both those meetings.
All right, brilliant. So all in all, it's just you couldn't have really asked much better today, could you? Brilliant.
No, it's all looking really, really great. Quite a few groups booked in, so it should be a great day.
Fantastic. Good on you, Brian. Have a top day.
Thanks very much, Sean. Good
Brian Leggett there. Now it is 10:07 at Sky Sports Radio, and Gary Cleasy joining us now to run through the form for Taree. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good day, Sean. How are you, mate? And I've just heard Brian say that there. I tell you what, there is not one blade of grass out of place in this racetrack. It looks an absolute picture driving in. These guys do an enormous job, and the cover of grass they've got on it's just really good. It just looks a picture, and with the rail going out, Sean, it just might play a little bit leader. He said sometimes keen, but sometimes they go out with the speed and the back markers keen get home. But other than that, mate, you couldn't fault this track one little bit.
All right. Terrific. Now, the first day today, the Maiden, over 1,412, full field. 12 Shadow of Dreams is, I've got them the wrong way up here. We'll get the 12 Shadow of Dreams to Ruffy. The favourite is One Amare at $1.80, 2 Renowned, $5, 4 Quite Unexpected, $6.50, 11 Rocking Horse at $10, then 21 or better.
Yeah, I got them in that order, Sean. I'm 1, 2, 4 and 11. I'm with Amara here. Nice filly. She's only lightly raced by Reset. Chris Lees has got her. She debuted at Gosford, run 6 of 8. She was only beaten 1.5, and she ran 3rd at Wyong, beaten 3 lengths. And a winner's already come out of the race. She steps up to the 1,400 metres. And I like the way she was off the bit down the back and off the bit coming to the corner. But the best part of her work was late. And he waxed the blinkers on her first time. So I'll just make her a little bit more keener. And I think the 1,412 would just suit her down to the ground. Too renowned. Look, he's had 3 runs back. He'd be right at his top. He mightn't have quite run the mile out here last start. He was going from the 13 up to the mile. He comes back here to the 1,400 metres. He's another horse that gets the blinkers on him. So at his top, fit and back to the 14-12. Quite unexpected, the 4. 4th at Muscle, 5th at Muzzlebrook 2 runs ago, and then went to Nowra and drew 11 gate and sat 3 wide the entire trip and was entitled to weaken out, but boxed on pretty good, beaten 5 lengths after covering a lot of ground. But you would say today from the gate that nice 3 alley will get a nice run, and he drops a couple of kilos. And look, Rocking North, the 11, she's getting better in the yard. He's flying with Sierra. Last 2 runs have certainly been a lot better. A little bit of a sticky gate for her style of racing, but nevertheless, she'd nearly be spot on here today with the 4 runs under her belt. 1, 2, 4, and 11 in race one, Sean.
Right, race two, another maiden, and here we pull out number 2, Iota. Now 12, Sacred Peak, 350, 8, Where Smoke, and 380. 7 Atlantic Edge is $6, 4 Great Grants $8, 1 more Mo County, $10, along with 9 Bell's Command, 10 Just Away, 12, then after 21 or longer.
Yeah, I'm 8, 4, 9 and 12. I'm really keen on the 8 here. We're smoking a little lightly raced mare, Jeff Engelbrecht's got her. She's had the 1 run back, and she had 14 gate at Muscle Brook first up, and Grant Buckley had no option but to go back to last on and try to ride her for luck. But it was just that last 150 metres. She was beaten 1.1 when running 3rd. And I know she's doing awkward today, but the key is that she goes up to the 14-12, and I think it's the right type of race. I don't think it's an overstrong race. If she can get luck from the gate, she's one of my best bets of the day. 4 Great Gats. He's kicking away good. He was good here last start behind Killy's Culture. Now, he hasn't run for 6 weeks, and that's a little query on him. He gets far plates on him first time, so obviously he's had some feet problem there, and that may be the reason why he hasn't run for 6 weeks. But there was plenty of merit in that last run. 9 Bells Command, 4 runs back. Hit a very, very heavy track when sat 3 wide the trip at Coffs Harbour, beaten 4 lengths. She's a dry tracker, and she needs a dry track, and gets a little bit of claim for Chloe Baker. And 12 Sacred Peak, 1 run back. He did a good job first up, drops a couple of kilos, and looked home to the world and was grabbed right on the line. So you would say she'd be that little bit more fitter today, Sacred Peak. 8, 4, 9, and 12 for me in race 2, Sean.
Righto. The next 9 Prickles, 11 Solar Cry, 14 Prospect Road, and 15 Ori Boy come out. Now, 10 Sojournist is 225. Number 2, Comedice, is 650. 6 Chastity Strikes, $9, along with 8 Luciola Bell. 7 Lights of Como, $10. 5 Royal Duke, 11, along with 13 Kingston Heath. 1 Android, 17, and then $23 or better the rest of them.
Yeah, I'm 10, 6, 5, and 7. Look, he looks a perfect racer. Sojournist, she's only had the 4 goes, Sean. She's been in the money all of 4. She draws a beautiful gate. Hit the line good behind Commander Tour, and I mean, you would really think today she can get out of maiden company, particularly from that gate, and particularly here in this type of maiden over the 12.57. 6 Chastity Strikes, nice little filly, not over big filly, but I liked the last run last start. She got back worse than midfield at Port Macquarie, and she's really started to hit the line late behind, surely not beating 2.6 now. This is the first time this preparation that she goes up to the 12.57. She did go around in a 1,300 metre race last preparation, and she weakened out, but obviously she went over the top. But I reckon this will suit her today, and the speed up in front. 5 Royal Duke, his last 2 runs have been good. Look, he went to a non-Tabber at Wallhope and run 2nd. Then he run 3rd in that race at Kempsey on the Tab meeting behind Lady Ivor, only beaten a length 8 days ago. But he got himself really hot and bothered in the mounting yard. I just hope today that he walks in a little bit better. If he does that, he's a definite player. And 7 Lights of Como, only lightly raced. Kylie Gavinlock's got it. Coming out of a good race here, first up beyond Bingalong Simbi, where 3 winners have won, and wasn't disgraced at its next running, 4th of 11, beating 3.2. But in a really good yard, and Josh Adams riding good. She's certainly a player. 10, 6, 5, and 7 in race 3.
All right, we go then to the 4th, another maiden over 1,007. Now we take out 4 Artistic Escape, 9 Ultimate Tester, 15 When in Doubt, and 16 Bush Bandicoot. Now here, number 1, Our Consolation is 460, 6 Westover 5 even, 14 Mount Darra 5 even, 5 Snippernet, 550. 3 Tarboy, 7. 10 Wick and Reed is 850. Number 7 Hollywood Charger, 10. 11 Merriwa, 13. 13 Airedale, 26. 8 Superlight, 34. 12 Stanzer, 81. And 2 My Pot of Gold, 101.
Yeah, I'm 6-3, 1-5. I like the 6 here, Westover. Really nice filly and in a really good yard. Grand Allard's got her, and she went to Orange on debut, and she started at double figure rides. And look, there was plenty of merit in the run. She was only beaten 1.6 lengths, but then he brought her back to Port Macquarie, and Just Us won the race. Just Us just had the wood on the whole field. But I like the way this filly boxed on running second. There was a fair margin to the third horse, and they did run 58.5. They were getting along, so I like her here today. I mean, she's just going to improve a little bit off that. I'd have had this horse probably clearly on top 3 Tarboy had he drawn a better gate. He was just huge first up behind Phil Vinny at Port Macquarie. He sat wide the entire trip. He's probably 6 and 7 wide getting to the corner. He was beaten 0.5 a length. But where he gets from the bad gate, he's obviously got to go back and try to ride him for Lux Ben Looker. 1 hour constellation, big query here. Adam Duggan trains. It resumes here 14 months, no trial. Blinkers on, visors off, so a lot of keys in it, in a very good yard in McGowan Rides. And I want to have a look at the 5 Snipper note here. He regimes here, Wayne Wilkes has got him. He runs 7th on debut last trip beyond Ismanan, and 5 winners have come out of it. Good form out of his next run at Kempsey, and then he went over the top. But he hasn't been to the trials, and he whacks the blinkers on, and he is trained here. So I want to have a look at him in the mounting yard. 6-3, 1-5 in race 4.
Right, the next put a line through 9, Susie's Gold and 10, I Am Dynamic. Now 5, Sons of Burke is 340, 1 Christmas Cheer 370, 2 Demoralising $5, 3 Our Rising Star 9, 7 Billabong Cindy 950, 4 Oakfield Tycoon 10, 8 Smithtown 10, 11 Going Grey 23, 6 Mosh Pit 26, and 12 Flick Pass is an $81 pop.
Yeah, what do you get Demoralising, sure?
Demoralising at $5.
Yeah, I like him. I'm 2-1-8-4. I'm with him here, Demoralising. He's had one run back behind Dream Molina. He was beaten about 4.2 lengths. Looking at him in the yard, he had to clean up with that run. Dream Molina has since gone on to win at Kempsey. He's got a great record. His only 2 wins have been here, and he's got a great second-up record, and he draws the 1 gate here today where he drew the 9 alley first up, and like I said, he just had that little bit of cleaning up to do, but that good record here and that good second-up record holds him in good stead. One Christmas Cheer. Jason Beamer trains now in the new yard of Jason. I mean, he's only got to bring that old form that he had. He went Gosford Maiden. He run 3rd at Canterbury in a 67 rating over 1,200 metres. But there's no trials. He puts a crossover nose pin. Well, it comes off him. But he's got a big weight, but he's in a real, real top yard. I've got the 18 here, Smithtown. Nice, neat little man. She run 5th first up behind Dream Alina at Port and run 3rd at Costarba behind Ready Day in Fire. She gets good gait. She gets no weight on her back. And one of those little mares that normally takes a couple of runs to come right. And one also want to have a look at the 4 Oakfield Tycoon. He's a 5-year-old. He's only lightly raced. He had 12 goes, 1 win, and 3 placings. He's in the new stable now of the Terry Evans yard. It'll be interesting to see how he parades with no trials. He gets the bubble cheeker on near side. Well, it comes off in the bubble cheeker, but he'd be a watch certainly in the mounting yard. 2-1, 8-4 in race 5.
On to race 6, and this is a class 1 and a maiden plate. And here we take our 1 Irish Duke, number 14, Dolphin Tail, 15, Andy Saturday, and 16, Miles Moment. Now here, number 11, No Effort Needed, 340, 7, Invictus, $4, 2, Just a Lionheart, 550. Now, number 3, Our Chad is 950, 5, Sunday Swindler at 11, 12, Miss Nelly, 13, 13, Explosive Princess, 15, 8, Ticket to Riches, 18, 4, Raucous, 19, 6, Ultimate Decision, 21, 9, Your Place of Mind, 26, and 10, Juwan, 71.
11, 3 and 8, Sean, on with the 7 Invictor. He's at 3 runs back, and he was something beaten the other day. He got the bump at the 700 metre mark. He was disappointed for a run about the 600. Blake Spriggs wanted to get going on him, and he was held up, but he switched back to the inside. It was just that last 100 metres he dived, and he was beaten 0.2 of a length in a 13.50. Now, that's his third run. This is his fourth run today, and he gets up to the mile in 14. I think he's beautifully placed. He didn't have a great deal of luck last start at Cessnock, so on top for me. I was in No Efforts Needed. She's had the 3 runs back, and she was a lot better last start when running 3rd beyond the stable mate and Lady Evelyn, beaten 1.8. A little bit of a sticky gate, but helped with a few scratchings. She'll come in there. 3 Out Chad. Look, he's won 1 out of 20. He's been placed 8 times. His winning record's not the best, but he was good last start. I mean, the only query is that he was up at 17.50 and he got a mile out and found the line late, and he's got to come back to the 16.14, but he hasn't run in for just over 3 weeks left, so he might have just kept that little bit of a sprint into his legs. And I'm throwing the 80 in here, Ticket to Riches. I like to see him with win two runs ago at Tamworth, and I don't think she was disgraced at Musselbrook last start. So just a definite play. She can't draw a gate. She's had bad gates the last two, and so a sticky gate again today. But I'm with the 7 in Victor. I think he's only got to do what he did at Cessnock. 7, 11, 3 and 8 in race 6.
Okay, the next event, race 7, the class 1, over 12.57. Now, we scratched 2, Too Fast for Love, 10, All About Magic, and 11, Sweet Holly. Now, 9, Terravet, the favourite, 3.20, 1, Cool Vinny at 4.80, 8, Surely Not, $5, 3, Celtic Trail, 6.50, 5, McQuinders, 7.50, 4, Phoenix Sunrise, 9, number 7, All the Aces, 15, 13, In for the Drink, 21, 6, Killy's Culture is 34, along with 12, Mansail, and 14, Dolphin Tail, 71.
Yeah, I'm 4, 9, 1 and 5. I'm with the 4 here. Phoenix Sunrise. I thought it run was huge. It popped up. No fault of young Andrew Atkins. He popped out. He had a beautiful gate. He sat just in behind the lead. And the horse that he was following, leaving the 800-metre mark, was just going nowhere. And he was up on a field. He just had nowhere to go. And by the time he did get out, and that was probably just before the corner, she just sprinted up and went straight to the front. And it was only the last little bit she was run down behind Lawan, beaten 0.5 a length. But she did have 58. She didn't have a lot of luck down the back, and she got 4 kilos here with a claim for young Robbie Dillon. So I like her. I think she's going to be very hard to beat. I've got 9, The Danger. Terravet, really fit little mare. She's won 1 out of 17. She's been placed on 4 times. Her only win was here. I mean, you go back a couple of runs ago at Gosford when she ran 4 for 10. She had no luck behind Cleveland Hill, beaten 1.2, and she was beaten 0.2 of a length at Musselbrook last start, and RT rides, and she gets the lightweight. She's certainly going to be hard to beat. This is one nice horse, Cool Vinny. It's not easy to do. He's coming off a maiden win first up, beating Tigers in his 18 days ago, but he's an absolute cracker in the mounting yard. He's by I'm Invincible, and like I said, it's not easy to do going from a maiden to the to a class one, but the 12, 15 or 57 will suit him a lot better because he only got going the last little bit to get up on the line. And 5, Macbeth, he's had a couple of runs back. I didn't mind his first up, although he's a little bit plain here, but he likes the track. He draws good. To get a nice running chance, that I certainly wouldn't leave him out of the multiples. 4, 9, 1 and 5 in race 7.
You mentioned Andrew Atkins. He's had a terrific few days, hasn't he?
Yeah, look, he's done a marvellous job. And I must say that, you know, around here, he was looked after by Mark Quinn and Drew Smith, the chief steward here, made sure that everything went right with that young boy. And that's the beauty of these young kids now, Sean. They've got that pleasure to do all the learning on these type of tracks, riding with the fellas like the Robert Thompsons and the Grant Buckleys and the Peter Grahams and the Andrew Gibbons and Matty McGowan, and they learn so much, and then they can go to town or the provincials. But he's done a mighty job, that young boy.
Yeah, and lovely to hear Ron Quinton say they're not going to win if they don't get the opportunities, basically.
Well, yeah, and I heard him straight after he said, and that's so true too, Sean. If you don't put a mind out, you know they can win on them. But Ronnie's probably been through it, and he had one of the best masters in the world in Theo Green, so he knew what it was like. But he's in a good guy, and not only that, he's a very level-headed young boy. He can kick like that, mate.
Too right. Now we go to race 8. This is the Benchmark 65. Over 1,412, and here we pull out numbers 10, Spinning Gold, and 14, Poncherello. Now, number 1, Explosive Scene, $4, 12, Jamily, 5, 2, Mr. McBat, 6.50, with 3, Caesar's Ghost, 6, Fratellino, 9.50, 13, Sirius Hoffa, 10, number 4, Who Was Game, 11, 9, Don't Tell Linda, 14, 5, Gundy Star, 16, 8, Rider Redemption, 19, 11, Stourhead, 41, and 7, Great Orator, $51.
Yeah, I'm 12, 4, 1 and 9. I'm at the 12 here generally. Look, she's got to win one shortly. She's been in the money 4 out of the last 5 runs, and she had no peace the other day. She ran third, Solicitation beat her, and Solicitation and her just got into a cutthroat. Solicitation's come out to be placed at Coffs Harbour next run. I like this little mare when she gets down on the weight, Sean. I mean, the last 3 runs, she ran third at Armidale with 59.5. She ran second at Armidale with 61, and ran third at Paul Macquarie with a 58. She goes up to a 65 rating, but she dropped 3.5 kilos and she draws a gate, and she's a winner here in the past. I like her when she's down on the weights, but she's not an over big mare. Or Who Was Game, Robert Thompson rides at no luck last up. Definitely should have finished a lock as it was beaten 2.6 when running at 9 to 10. You might see that, but never got a crack at them over the last 100 metres. Good little mare on a day. I mean, she was placed at Warwick Farm last preparation when running second there, but this will suit her here today. She draws good. She's a winner up to 1,800 metres. and a 14.812. One explosive scene. The beauty about him is the claim. I mean, he's just been upping the big weights of late, and he gets the claim. He's got a little bit of a sticky gait for him, but he's certainly a player. And nine, Don't Tell Lindos. That's got her in the mix. Dan Bowen's got this at Almere. She runs 7th of 7th in a real strong race at Musselbrook, beaten 5 lengths first up, and came back and run second at Mudgee there 9 days ago, beating 1.5, but gets 2 kilos over the limit. Won't be far off the speed. And a definite player, 12-4, 109 in race 8.
Okay, we go to the ninth, the final event, the benchmark 55, 1312. And here scratch 2 Bench Star, 3 Brilliant Meteor, 8 Zooming, and number 12 All About Magic. Now, 5 Schnitzel's Image, 350, 1 Duro, 550, 7 Carver Graduate, $6, 9 Mosture Lucy, 750, 12 They Call Me Rose at 8, number 12 Grumes, 10 Grumes at $10. 4 Bombido, 12. 6 Striker Rose, 14. 11 Peculis is 19. 12 Aperta, 31. 13 Regenza, 34. And 15 Queen of the Grange, 101.
Yeah, I'm 12, 5, 7, and 10 on with the 12. They call me Rose. I like to run 2 runs ago behind. I am serious. Well, he's come out and absolutely bolted in his next start at Tamworth. And this little man was beaten 1.8 behind him. I forgive her the other day. I had her on top, and the more I go back and look at her, I still don't think she handled that heavy track at Coffs Harbour. She's on her home track here. I know she hasn't won for some time, but she's just got 1.5 kilos over the limit and just on her home track, very fit, and on a dry track today. She's certainly going to be hard to beat. 5 Schnitzel's Image, beautifully placed, let him up at Mudge. He had to work to get outside the leader and then finally found the front at about the 900-metre mark and was going to just grab right on the line, but draws good here with a claim from Michaela Weir. Just could easily get a soft lead from that gate, and that little bit of 2.5 kilos or 2 kilos dead set helps her ride out. 7 Hardwood Graduate, she was good last start. I mean, there's him. He can put in one day and not the next, but he draws good and he needs speed on, and I can see plenty of speed for him to really get to the outside and let down. That's the best way he races. And I'm leaving Grumes in there, the 10. He got 3 runs back. She took a couple of runs to really peak, but I thought there was a little bit of improvement in her last start behind her Moon Dream 18 days ago at Paul Macquarie, beaten 2.4, but she's won here before. She draws nice, and Robert Thompson sticks with her. He knows her pretty good, so I reckon she's a player there around those odds. 12, 5, 7 and 10 for me in the last one.
All right. Any standouts here today, Gary?
Yeah, like race 2, number 8, We're Smoking. Just going to the 1,400 metres, I reckon he'll be hitting the line really late, and I really like the race 6, number 7, Invicta. I've got no doubt he should have won a Cessnock last start, and he goes to the mile. So race 2, number 8, We're Smoking, and then we go down to race 6, number 7, Invicta. Quaddy number, Sean, will shorten her up in the first leg with 7 and 11, and then 4, 9 and 1 in the second leg, 11, 4 and 1 in the third leg, 12, 4 and 1 in the third leg, and 12, 5 and 7, so that's 7-11 first leg, 4-9-1 second leg, 12-4-1 third leg, and 12-5-7 in the last leg, Sean. But shouldn't be any excuses, just a little bit how this track plays with the rail out. It just may play a little bit leaderish, but that remains to be seen. But other than that, you couldn't get any better day to go racing, mate.
Yeah, well, the rail's what, 3 metres all the way, isn't it, today?
3 metres all the way, and it normally does that, but then we found here the last time the rail was out that they were going really hard in front, and that was setting it up for horses to get home late. So it'll be interesting to see how the first couple of races to play. But other than that, you couldn't get a better day to go racing, and you couldn't get a better track to race on, mate.
Fantastic. We'll hear you later on with the late mail from the Mountie, Gary.
Right, through the day. Good on you, Shauna.
Thanks, mate. Gary Cleasy joining us there. From Tari today, weather fine, good 4, rain out 3 and 9 races. The field's terrific, just got so many acceptances that they finished up at 9. So Brian Leggett and the team are absolutely delighted with the day's racing there today. We'll take a break, we'll look at the latest sport headlines with Gemma in a moment, and then Mark Duclos will join us going Greyhounds. 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
It's approaching 10:30. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. Starting with the sport headlines, the Roosters have moved into the NRL top 4 with a 48-10 win over Parramatta yesterday. Blake Ferguson scored a hat-trick and Daniel Tupu a double as the Tricolours ran in 8-2 in a dominant display. In the other match yesterday, Newcastle upset Canberra 34-20. Siwoo Kim has broken Adam Scott's record as the youngest to win the Players' Championship. The 21-year-old fired a bogey-free final round of 3 under par 69 to finish at 10 under. He won by 3 shots over England's Ian Poulter and South Africa's Louis Oosthuizen, who tied for second. Rafa Cabrera-Bello and Kyle Stanley were fourth. Aaron Moy's Huddersfield have been held to a goalless draw by Sheffield in their first leg championship playoff semi-final. They'll play again on Thursday morning at 4:45 Sydney time. And in the English Premier League, Crystal Palace defeated Hull 4-0, West Ham went down to Liverpool 4-0, and Tottenham beat Manchester United 2-1. In other news, a 27-year-old man has been arrested after a woman's body was found in a bed at a townhouse in Sydney's south this morning. According to some reports, the 55-year-old woman was found covered in blood and with significant head injuries. Police haven't yet confirmed if the man is related to the woman. South Australian police have charged a 15-year-old boy with murder after a 32-year-old father died in hospital following a wild brawl in Mount Gambier on the weekend. Another man, 26-year-old Anthony Wilson, is still recovering after the fight on Saturday. The pair, along with Wilson's brother, were set upon after a verbal exchange with a group of people before a car pulled up and more men joined in. And North Korea's official news agency reports that leader Kim Jong-un supervised Sunday's test of a missile which is designed to carry a large nuclear warhead. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected washing machine and get it delivered, plus the packaging, and I'll wash it, take it away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or binglee.com.au for details. Sky Sports Radio presents some of the best country racing.
Stampede still in front. Life less Audrey. I don't think we'll pick it up, will it? Stampede is in front. The post is looming. Stampede all of the way in the Wagga Gold Cup.
The Wagga Cup Carnival might be over, but this Friday we're back for the testing 2,500-metre marathon. Race morning at 10. Catch the tips from John Storrs, followed by all the racing action from Wagga on Sky Sports Radio.
Breezy, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a very good morning. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds this 15th day of May. We've got a bumper show coming up, as always, every Monday morning. Today we will be speaking with Timmy Newbold, Jason McKay and also Brad Adam about the Richmond Riches race series, which kicked off on Friday evening. We had 7 heats conducted there. We're going to talk with Jason Thompson a little bit later. He's going to give us an update as far as his greyhounds are concerned in our regular Monday catch-up, heading forward into one of the biggest nights of the year at Sandown Park this Thursday night. There'll be 12 races, and they'll all be heats of Group 1 events. We've got the Group 1 Sandown Cup, the richest staying race in the world, the Group 1 Sapphire Crown for the girls, and the Group 1 Harrison Dawson for the boys. They will take place this Thursday evening. Of course, last Thursday night, Bewildering took out the Speed Star. The Race Callers was won by Burn One Down, and the Group 3 Liz Ream was won by Dundee Calypso for Jeff Scott-Smith, one of the most improved stayers in Australia, Dundee Calypso. She's now won her last 4 races straight. As I said, we're going to talk about the Richmond Riches. We've got a competition. We're going to give away a dinner for four and free entry to the track this Friday evening. There'll be 2 questions. Don't ring until after I've given you the second question. And as I said,